Blog Talk Radio.
This is today, this is today that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his gates with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. We give praise and honor to us and thanking him, glory to God, for another day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God, glory to God, for those that have came on the line. We're going to celebrate and glorify and magnify the Lord. We give praise unto him because he is worthy of the praise. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Thank God for that amazing grace. Thank God, glory to God, for his presence. And in his presence is fullness of joy. And as he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else will be added. So when we can do so, if we abide in him and his word abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. Thank God for a mighty God we serve that said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Greater is he on the inside of us than he that's after us. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for those that have joined us already online. Praise God in the name of Jesus. Before we pray, we're going to go ahead and give God glory through reading his scripture from 1 Peter 5. And out of 1 Peter 5, starting at the fifth verse, it says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Thank God for that amazing grace. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due season, his season, casting all your cares upon him, because he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in the brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have what? Suffered. After you what? Suffered. after you have what? Suffered a while. Make you perfect. Perfect. Establish you. Establish you. Strengthen you. Strengthen you. Settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Father, we do bless you and thank you tonight for another day that the Lord has made. We glorify you. Thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness. Thank you for the promises of the Lord. Do add rich and make it no sorrow. Thank you that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that this is the day that you have made. God, help us to continue to rejoice and be glad and enter your presence, enter your gates with thanksgiving, with an attitude of gratitude. God, help us, glory to God, to walk in the forgiveness and the power of your anointing and authority that you have given us, glory to God. Hallelujah, that we can bind and loose and help us, glory to God, to release ourselves in your hands. Pick up our cross and follow you. Help us not to be a lip service people, because you say some will praise you with their lips and their heart be far from you. Help us not be, glory to God, found in that category. Help us to be a people that will have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say and obey what he say. You said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Whatever you command us to do, in the name of Jesus. So God, I'm asking you, Lord God, like never before, search our hearts. Anything that you find in it is not like you. God, we surrender to you, but forgive us. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Anything need to be revealed, God, we ask you, Lord God, God, as you reveal it, that we'll submit ourselves and allow you to take it out in the name of Jesus. Oh, I bless you for all your great and mighty acts. There is none like you. Father, we pray right now as we come before you. We want to put our own self on the altar. God, for let you do the examining and molding and making. God, we're the clay and you're the potter. God, help us to be still and allow you to do what you need to do, God. You say, be still and know that I'm God. So, God, we are praying as these giftings that you've given us and these talents, help us to use them for your glory, not vain glory. Help us as a body of Christ not to be divided, because you say a house or kingdom divided against itself can't stand. And if it can't stand, how in the world are we going to win the loss at any cost? How are we going to be able, glory to God, to speak to those that are walking, glory to God, contrary to your will, murdering and killing and, glory to God, and criticizing and ostracizing and, glory to God, prejudiceness and, oh, God, all kinds of foul spirits of the enemy coming in with homosexual acts and all trying to make it the norm when it's an abomination to you. How can we, glory to God, tell others, glory to God, stop fornicating and stop lying and stop cheating, and it's in the body, in the name of Jesus. Ah, God, just like you did Israel, and you gave them chance after chance, and then finally you had to chastise. You had to come in and glory to God and do a work in the midst of them to let them know that you are God and you are not pleased with the things that are going on. God, we have to recognize, too, that we are your servants, and you said if we are called by your name, we got to humble ourselves, seek your face, and pray, glory to God. We need to repent. We need to get in a place, glory to God, and turn these things loose that are holding us from, glory to God, being in compliance with your word. God, there's so many that are trying with all they know how to live saved, live holy, and live righteous, but they have so many saying they don't take all of that. And then fighting against the body in the name of Jesus. That's like somebody standing up beating their own self in the head or knocking their self in the eye or kicking trying to kick the other leg or punching themselves in the stomach. Oh, we fighting against one another. That's like what we will be doing to ourselves, because how can we, glory to God, say we love God that we never seen and glory to God hate our brothers or can't speak to them, can't talk to them. God, we got to get it together. In these last days, all the signs are out there that's letting them know, glory to God, that we got to get in our position. There's too many people out here dying and going, glory to God, leaving here without knowing who you are and living for you, God. We are praying that we'll be steadfast on our post in the name of Jesus, and that we'll open our mouths and speak and decree and declare what thus said the Lord, that we'll be living what we are talking about in the name of Jesus, the whole armor on. Open our ears that we may hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say and obey what he say in the name of Jesus. That word got to come alive, but we first got to eat it. We first got to get it in us. Because you said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will. We got to be in compliance. We got to be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. But God, for those that are standing, those that are believing, those that are on their post, while we praying for the other ones that are caught up in compromise and prestige and power struggle, God, we pray for them and pray for their deliverance. But God, let us not, glory to God, get snared prepared by the words, glory to God, they're saying or what we're saying. You say, glory, so is a man thicker than his heart, so is he. And you say life and death is in the power of the tongue. Help us to speak life. There's so many people, glory to God, need a healing and need a deliverance. Glory, and not only from this pandemic, but glory to God, we know there's plenty that are going through with heart trouble and kidneys and blood sugar. And glory to those that are having have to have blood transfusions because of this blood disease or that thing going on with their kidneys and things going on, glory to God, with the arthritis, bursitis, all the arthritis family, in the name of Jesus, or the itis family, whatever you want to call them, the blood of Jesus, those that are going through, glory to God, with aneurysms, going through arthritis with their eyes and ears, all the power that you've given us to bind and loose and command the hand of the enemy to loose its hold off of them, glory to God, and even off our own lives. But how can we walk in power and authority if we are contrary doing things against what God's will is, and we can't do it on a part-time basis? God, we got to be, glory to God, collectively. But those, glory to God, that you called out and set apart, hallelujah, for such a time as this, God, I pray the fire, the anointing, will burn in them to burn off things, but also to burn in them to carry out whatever mission and assignment. Eyes be fixed on Jesus Christ, not, glory to God, on the Christ of the crisis. In the name of Jesus, God, we are praying for those, glory to God, that have different kinds of handicaps, that have different kinds of anxiety attacks, and those that are going through dementia, those that are having, glory to God, fear tactics and other things that are going on in their lives, schizophrenic, and glory to God, sometimes the world thinks we're schizophrenic because one day we like this and one day we're like that, and one day we're one way on the job and we're one way in the house of God, we're one way in our homes. Jesus didn't have no 3, 4, 5 personalities, but God, help us, glory to God, to live a life that you are pleased, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying for those that are going through out there in Hades. God, with all of that earthquake that happened and lost so many lives, God, we just pray for those people that are hurting and glory to God, that are bound up, glory to God, with all kinds of different conditions and situations and finances and medical and whatever. Glory to God, we are praying, Lord, that's blessed, that are lost their homes, that don't have a place to stay, don't have clean water, don't have, glory to God, their loved ones, don't have, glory to God, the food and the clothing that they need. God, we are praying those, glory to God, that are sending in the finances and sending in, glory to God, the fundings to help or whatever capacity they can help. We bind up, glory to God, the governor and whoever else is over the country, glory to God, whoever's president, that they will not bind up and hold up these monies, put it in their pockets and put it in other places, that it will be distributed and get to the places that it needs to get to in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, so much pain that we're praying for salvation and deliverance. We thank you for the Good Samaritans and all these other, glory to God, charities and people that are sending monies and things and supplies out of their love in the name of Jesus, the neighboring places as well as the United States. God, we are praying, glory to God, for our own United States, God, for a change, for it to come back to in God we trust. We're praying for those fires that are all out there out west, glory to God, and burning up so much property. People are loss of lives, but any life, glory to God, matters. And God, for all of those firemen that's out there, glory to God, and ingesting all that smoke and that heat, and they got to deal with putting their life on the lines, and glory to God, their family members too concerned and whatever. And God, we don't even know if some of their homes have been burnt down because they're out there fighting, trying to help in certain areas. God, we just ask you to bless and restore and help. God, we pray, glory to God, for salvation all over the land, all around the globe. We pray, glory to God, for our soldiers and those that have helped the United States, helped over there, glory to God, that's associated with the United States, that trying to get out of that country, and the devil using people, glory to God, to bring destruction to people's lives and property and whatever, and just, glory to God, just on a high right now because they think they got all power and everything is in their hands. But the God that we serve know how to come in and change, rearrange, and annihilate, glory to God, dismantle, uproot, glory to God, hallelujah, eradicate some things that the plots and plans of the devil. I pray that, glory to God, you will reveal every plot and plan they have, that lives, glory to God, will not be alone. Bring our soldiers and those people, glory to God, that need shelter someplace, God. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord, to send your angels out around these various places and different things. God, in our United States, with all this murder and this crimes and all these guns, everybody got to have guns. done, and all our youth, glory to God, are losing their lives, and glory to God, and taking others' lives too. All glory to God, and even other people that's out there just from a blink of an eye, just shooting and killing it, and glory to God, just running around doing whatever they can, glory to God, to destroy. But God, I'm praying more and more that we get on our post as believers, and that you will hear those that are praying, those that are standing, those are, glory to God, holding on to your word and believing you for a change and transformation, that it will come to pass. Oh, Dabai, Ilebo, Ando, Shikin, Nanama, Torora, Beketia, or Shoroba, Ketia, help us to pray and believe. But all while we pray, and help us to have clean hands before you in the name of Jesus, so that way you can hear our prayers, and we won't have, glory to God, sin in our hearts and unforgiveness, so that way we cannot do our job effective. We won't be an infection, but we are having a effect, glory to God, on whatever is going on, that we are confined and loose the enemy from his assignment in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying for blood covering for those that are praying and seeking the face of God and covering others in prayer. Glory to God, we come against witchcraft and warlocks and all kind of other stuff of manipulation, because even that, glory to God, is a Jezebel spirit too as well. Ah, glory to God, we are praying for those attitudes, glory to God, of gratitude to come forth more out of the believers, that we will praise you more and glorify you more and stand on your promise more and not allow this again, can you do this, can you do it, to us forward no more. God, we are praying like never before that there won't be just our organization, our church, and our pastor, and our poor, wonderful prayer partner, or our, glory to God, prophet. Glory to God, you told us go out in the edges of our ways and compel men. You told us in your word to love our neighbors and love our enemies. As I said, we can't love our enemy if we can't turn back around and love our brothers and sisters. Glory to God, we're fighting against them for discord and confusion and chaos, sowing seeds of discord and got busybody going on. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus. We speak in life and a change. Hallelujah. Heart after felt after God. And glory to God, those that have lost their post or got off their post, God, we are praying that if they'll return, repent, conviction will be upon their hearts. And glory to God, those that need to, glory to God, get their post, bit on their post, that don't know, glory to God, the fear of God, that they will get back in a place of fear and of God in the name of Jesus, that don't, glory to God, hallelujah, recognize that they're even flipped away. Ah, glory to God, still same calling on the name of God, but all glory to God, hallelujah, the fruit of the labor is showing and saying a different message. God, we are praying like never before that we have the character of Jesus Christ, the attributes of Jesus Christ. We pray like never before, God, that we will allow the Spirit of the Lord to have free reign in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you for these prayer warriors and the prayer warriors around the road, around the globe, and all of those, glory to God, that are standing on his word and standing on his promise, that are, glory to God, true to his word, and even whatever going on in their lives, touch, minister, move those that are all missionaries, other ones that are all, glory to God, around the globe that are in trenches, in places where they can't even say Jesus or walk the street, glory to God, with a Bible, or say, glory to God, that they're saved without being destroyed. But God, thank God, hallelujah, for your blessings and shield them and cover them. How much more so, glory to God, we can't even stand somebody looking and staring at us, a light on us. How in the world are you going to get to a point where, glory to God, if somebody did slap you or somebody else to warn you that, glory to God, you if you say Jesus, we're going to do this, that, and the other. God, help us to get rooted and grounded in your word in the name of Jesus. You said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. You said, glory to God, whom God bless, no man can serve. And you said, if God be with us, who can be against us? You said that the glory to God in your word, that you let us know that you are a shield and our buckler, our protector. Whatever we need is found in you. You El Shaddai, the Almighty God, you Jehovah Jireh, you the God that glory to God that of peace, God, Jehovah Mechanism, you the God that sanctifies. You send your word to sanctify us. God, we thank you, Lord God, for being Eleanor. We thank you, Lord God, for being not only Jehovah Jireh that provides, but you also, glory to God, hallelujah, the God that that blesses and heals and delivers. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all that you do in every way, in Jesus' name, and we bless you tonight. We thank you. I thank you for the spirit of joy. And glory to God, the spirit of forgiveness, the spirit of peace, the weapons that you said that are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. You said even any imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, you told us to bring it in captivity in obedience to your word. Help us to humble ourselves and submit ourselves to you. And let the gifts of the Lord, glory to God, be manifested, glory to God. He said it'll make room. We don't have to try to make room. God, we are praying for high-mindedness and pride to come down, glory to God, to be uprooted and rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience out of the people of God so we can do the work that God calls us to do and not fight one another. God, we are praying like never before that it'll be unity in the body of Christ and the love of God will be manifest, the agape love, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we bless you again. Thank you, Lord, for those that we are praying for to be healed and to be delivered in the name of Jesus. As we cover our children, deliver them, glory to God, out of the hand of the enemy. For there's a Pharaoh and a Herod spirit trying to bring destruction, glory to God, and taking so many lives. And God, we are praying, glory to God, there'll be an awakening. Thank you for those youth that are living saved, that are speaking the truth, that are, glory to God, preaching the word, that are being a witness. God, we bless you for them. We pray that they'll not get contaminated by the world and that we won't, glory to God, be any stumbling block, glory to God, to them in the name of Jesus. But we are praying for an awakening for those that are walking in darkness in the name of Jesus, that the enemy will lose his hold of their minds. God, let them know, glory to God, they don't have to live hopeless. They don't have to play gangbanging. They don't have to, glory to God, be out there, glory to God, soliciting, and don't get caught up, glory to God, everything. And they don't have to be on suicide. They don't have to be, glory to God, just existing. God, we are praying, glory to God, they don't have to be a bully. God, we are praying, God, they'll be raised up, glory to God, and have an opportunity to live and to live for Jesus, but also make a difference in this society. And God, we're just praying, Lord, like never before, God, that they'll get their education too, and they will be able to, glory to God, to have families and have love in the name of Jesus the right way. Bless them, God. Touch now, heal and deliver so many according to so many things that some things beyond their control. They didn't even, glory to God, try to get into these things, but they was forced into it. Things were touched and tampered in some areas, glory to God, that the enemy is trying to destroy them, some from babies, some from generational curses. Nevertheless, the God that we serve, through the power of prayer, through we being obedient in whatever gift or whatever God has given us to reach, God, help us to be on our post and not allow what the media is saying and everything else going on around us, that all of our kids are not, children are not, glory to God, in a place, glory to God, and are headed to hell. In the name of Jesus, God, we're thanking you for our future of them to carry on the message of Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you, we appreciate you, we adore you. In Jesus' name, praise God. We're going to ask, glory to God, as soon as Brother Black pray, we're going to have none other than Prophetess Benjamin to pray. And then, praise God, I tell you after Prophetess finished praying. Right now, Brother Black, we're going to let you go ahead and pray too as well. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we Jah, we take time to lift you up, God. Lord, all the things you've done for us all our lives, in spite of us, God, your saving hand is still there, God. Your blood is still covering us, God. Lord, your faithfulness, God. Oh, God, you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. If we sin, we can come back to the Father. We can confess our sins. You said in your word, 1 John 1:9, that you're faithful and just to forgive us of all sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, Lord, and we can continue to forget those things that are behind us and run, Lord, with patience, Lord, the race that is set before us, God, looking unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, God. We thank you, God. We have another opportunity to bring your glory, to lift you up, to praise your name, to spread your word, God. Hallelujah. Lord, in all things, Lord, we do give you thanks, God, not because we went through them, but because you're able to bring us out of, even if we go through them, Lord. You said in your word, a servant is not greater than his master. And if you follow me, you're going to suffer because of my name's sake. Hallelujah, Lord. It's an honor and a privilege, God. Lord, and the sufferings of this present time is not worthy to be paraphrasing it, God. It's not worthy, God, concerning the things that's going to be revealed in us, God, all over the earth. We can spread your word, spread the good news of the gospel. Hallelujah, God, that you save. You're still saving, and you're going to save until when you get back, God. We bless your name. We honor you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You lead us and guide us into all truth, God, that we can cast our cares upon you, for you do care for us, God. Oh, hallelujah, that we can wait patiently. We can continue, Lord, being fervent in prayer, God. Lord, even when we don't want to, even when we don't want to do a thing, God, Lord, we can just cry out to you. We can meditate on you. Lord, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, God. Lord, so we praise your name right now, God, in all the earth, God, in the midst of your people, God. We praise your name. We bless you, God. Thank you, Lord, for the fivefold ministry, all of our apostles and prophets and evangelists, pastors and teachers, God. Kindle the fire, God. Strengthen them with might in the inner man, God. Hallelujah, God. The race isn't given to the swift or the strong, but those who endure to the end, God. Lord, I lift our matriarchs and our patriarchs up all over the face of the earth, whether in nursing homes, Lord, convalescent homes, whether they are home with family members, God, send some Barnabas by, oh, to encourage them, God. Touch them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Restore the joy back in their lives, God. Kindle the fire in them, God. Show them visions and dreams, God. Hallelujah, God. Let them find comfort in you, God. Lord, surround them with your love. Wrap your arms around them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you for Israel, one by one and name by name, Lord, how your will is being done, God. Hallelujah. The enemy may come in like a flood, but God, you always lift up a standard against it, God. Hallelujah, because they are your chosen, God, and you always protect yours, God. You always take care of yours. You said you reign on the just as well as the unjust. And if you reign on the unjust, how much more you will reign on your body. God, we just thank you because you are God. And we thank you that you are God in the name of Jesus, God. So we thank you, God, for your angel protection, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords, God. Yes, God, we pray for our military and armed forces, God. Oh, God, Lord, that you will pour in their heart, that they'll devise a way, Lord, that all Americans and the ones who helped America will be ushered out of Afghanistan safely, God. Nevertheless, thy will be done and not ours, God. God, we just pray for all the essential workers, God. Lord, from the scientists on down to the volunteers, God. Oh, work on their behalf, God. Keep them safe, God, from any sicknesses and diseases, weaknesses and infirmities, God. We bind the hands of the enemy on every side, God. Oh, and Lord, bless them, Lord. Give them a peace of mind. From the crown of the head to the soles of their feet. Oh, God, and it is a sense of accomplishment, God. Helpers one to another and helping others, God. So we just thank you, Lord. Breathe on them, God. Lord, their hearts might say, what must I do to be saved? Because there's a power higher than I, God. Even in this natural realm, God, there's something greater than that. and it's you, and we thank you, Lord. So open the eyes of their understanding that they may behold the beauty out of thy law. God, we thank you, God. We lift up all the sick and the suffering right now, God. Lord, in every home, God, overseas, all over this globe, God, the hungry, the incarcerated, God, the lame, maimed, the deaf, the dumb, the blind. Hallelujah. Even the dead in Christ, God. Lord, we lift them up to you, God. We ask you to have mercy, God. Lord, and that you sit, bless them with angel food. Send some more manna from heaven, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. But most of all, send ministers by, God, to feed them with your word, God. Oh, hallelujah. If you feed a person, they'll be full. But if you teach the person how to get food, they can be full for a lifetime. And so, God, we just pray, Lord, that training goes into those areas, that your word goes into those areas. Send finances, Lord, houses and light and water and heat, God. Hallelujah. Send clothing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And when people say it's most unlikely, God, turn it around for your glory and their good and say it's possible with you. You can do all things. God, we thank you. We bless our enemies right now, God. We speak salvation, Lord, unto the third and fourth generations, Lord, that they have a heart to change, that they hear your word and say, I want to be saved. Truly. In the name of Jesus. So we lift them up to you, God. Oh, God, and ask you to work a work that no man could work. In Jesus' name, the ones we said we'll lift up all the days of our life. Some we forgot, but we still lift them up wherever they are geographically. God, bless them one by one, name by name. Bless their marriages. Bless their children, their jobs, Lord. All the things that they have, God. Put your anointing on it, God. Oh, hallelujah. You said the blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Let them receive your blessings and not blessings from man, God. Lord, we lift up our families and loved ones, God, on both sides, Lord. The husband and the wife, the mother and the father, God, our siblings, our children, God, nieces, nephews, aunts and uncles, grandbabies, greats, God, one by one, name by name, we bind the hand of the enemy, any type of sicknesses and diseases. We're no longer under the curse, so we speak shalom, peace, all over their lives, in their homes, on their workplaces, God, wherever they go, restaurants, movies, theaters, God, beaches, shopping, God, wherever they go, let the light of your glory shine upon them and from within them, God. Fill them with your precious Holy Spirit, God. Oh, God, make their lips of clay be fire as you fill their mouth with words, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and that first things first, our priorities, that will lift you up and spread the good news of the gospel. Hallelujah, God. We just bless you, God. Lord, wherever our family members are, God, touch them in a special way, God. Heal the sick, God, the brokenhearted, God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless and we speak highly and we lift up the president and the vice president, God, the executive branch, God. Lord, give them a heart and a mind, Lord, and an understanding how to work these things out, because no man can work it out except we receive information from you, your Holy Spirit, God. Only you can do it, God. Thank you for the strategic plans, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our judicial branch, God, our judges, God, that they make holy decisions and not unholy decisions, making no unholy alliances with enemy camps, God. Even the lawyers, Lord, that it don't be, they don't be greedy, God. But they make, Lord, to spread the good news and to share, Lord, with everybody, God, that we all be sustained. And we thank you, Lord, that our bread and water, God, we don't rely on the government, but our source only comes from you. We rely on you because when everything fails, God, you never fail. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Just come in alignment with the prayer and praise that have already gone forth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. First of all, just ask for forgiveness. Hallelujah. Of all that we've said or done, hallelujah, displeasing unto you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask for forgiveness of the wrong intent of our mind, the wrong intent of our thoughts, the wrong motive of our mind, the wrong motive of our thoughts and hearts in the name of Jesus. We don't want anything hindering these prayers as we go up and forward to you in you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, first of all, for a great day. Thank you for your new mercies that kept us all day long. Your new mercies. If it had not been for the mercies of Yahweh, we would, God Almighty, we would have been consumed. So we thank you for how we were not consumed today. We, your people, hallelujah. Hallelujah that we had a good day, a great day. Hallelujah. Even if things didn't go our way or things didn't happen, hallelujah. We are yet a part of your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for all those that are on this prayer line, all those that are on or may listen to it days later or years later. Hallelujah. We just come to exalt the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are Alpha. You are Omega. You are the beginning. You are the end. You are the first. And you are the last. Hallelujah. We thank you for who you are. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. We can exalt you. We are able to bless you regardless of what state we are in. We're able to give you praise. We're able to give you glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thanking you for who you are. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your unfailing love towards us in the name of Jesus. You are all that to us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We bless you and we glorify you today. Hallelujah. Thank you for the opportunity of prayer. It is a privilege and an honor to be able to come before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just to exalt your name, even to bring forth requests. And as we bring forth these requests, we know you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power, hallelujah, that worketh within us. In Jesus' name, Father God, we want to thank you for your love. Father, you so loved us that you gave your only begotten son for us. So we thank you, hallelujah, for Jesus. You said, hallelujah, as we believe it on Jesus, hallelujah, we shall be blessed, hallelujah, as we believe it in his name, we shall have life, and hallelujah, more abundantly. We thank you for how, hallelujah, you gave your son Jesus for us, hallelujah. So we thank you, hallelujah, for you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten son. And as we believe it on him, we shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We thank you, Father God, for the people of God shall not perish. Hallelujah. Spiritually, physically, mentally, financially, socially, relationally, we shall not perish. That's your word. So we hold fast, hallelujah, to your word. You honor your word. You said we shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So we thank you
for your everlasting life. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you for Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. In Jesus' name. We live because Jesus lives. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for how you are sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. Hallelujah. Thank you for your interceding for us. Even when we don't pray for ourselves, we don't want to pray, or don't feel like praying, whatever the situation may come, you are on the right hand of the Father making intercessions. So we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we want to thank you for your death, burial, and resurrection. Hallelujah. Because you live, we live. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. You are the only sacrificial Lamb. Hallelujah. That brought us and purchased us to be back in a rightful standing with God Almighty. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for paying that debt that we couldn't even pay. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood of Jesus tonight. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, that redeemed us, hallelujah, from the hand and the plans of the devil in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for your son Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, how it redeemed us, hallelujah. The blood of Jesus redeemed us, hallelujah, from spiritual death. How the blood of Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law. How the blood of Jesus redeemed us, hallelujah, from sickness. How the blood of Jesus redeemed us from poverty. How the blood of Jesus redeemed us from abandonment. How the blood of Jesus redeemed us from rejection. How the blood of Jesus redeemed us, hallelujah, where we're able to walk in forgiveness, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. How the blood will never lose its power. And we just apply the blood of Jesus Christ on everyone on this line. We apply the blood of Jesus upon everybody's family that's on this line. We apply the blood of Jesus upon our property. We apply the blood of Jesus upon our finances. We apply the blood of Jesus upon our jobs and careers. We apply the blood of Jesus even on our neighbors throughout our community, territory, and region. We thank you for the blood, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ. Oh, when you see the blood, the spirit of destruction, gotta pass over. That's your promise and that's your word. Thank you for the authority to use the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, hallelujah, for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your name, how we're able to even use your name. You've given us authority, hallelujah, to tread over serpents and scorpions and all power over the enemy. Thank you for that authority that you have given in Jesus' name. And even now, Father, I lift up the school systems before you. These schools have come back, whether it be locally or across the globe. They are convened back with our children. We ask, Father, that you protect all our children, all ages, as they are attending school in the name of Jesus. We ask that you sanctify the atmosphere, hallelujah, with the blood of Jesus, cleansing it from all ungodly infirmities, infections, COVID-19, Delta variants, hallelujah. Sanctify that atmosphere in the name of Jesus. We lift up our administrative educators before you. Ask that you bless them and keep them in Jesus' name. Even restore their strength back to them, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We lift up all those that work in the school system. We lift up the bus driver. We lift up the cafeteria worker. We lift up, hallelujah, the nurse. Hallelujah. All those that have an assigned duty. Hallelujah. The custodial worker in these schools locally and around the world, hallelujah, that you bless them, keep them, and protect them in Jesus' name, hallelujah. We lift up, hallelujah, our health care providers. We lift up the doctors, the nurses, the anesthesiologists, the surgeons, the specialists, the lab technicians. We ask that you bless them locally, hallelujah, and across the globe. Protect them, shield them, Father, even those that are specifically working in the COVID-19 units. We ask that you cover them with your protection over them. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Bless all those that have an assigned duty in these hospitals, hallelujah, across the world, hallelujah, the custodial worker, the maintenance worker, the cafeteria worker, all those that have an assigned duty, we ask that you keep them safe and bless them. What a mighty God we serve. There's nothing too hard for you. So we come to you knowing that you are able, Father. Thank you for your protection, your divine protection over them in Jesus' name. Just not locally, but across the globe. Father, we lift up even the situation that's going on in Louisiana. Heard it on the radio that they've got some flooding and just a lot of rain going on, and they have to call in different people to come in to help them. So, Father, even now, we ask that you have mercy there. Have mercy in that area of Louisiana concerning this tornado and the other cities and states that are surrounding the area. Hallelujah. We have that power that we can command the tornado to cease, desist in your calamity in the name of Jesus. We speak a calmness to that tornado in Jesus' name. One can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10,000. So we, on this line, we come together in agreement and we speak peace to the tornado. We command it to reverse and go back to the sea in Jesus' name. We charge the angels to push that back into the sea and bring a calmness to it. In the name of Jesus, we walk in the authority like Jesus did. Oh, all he did was say, peace, be still, to the wind and the rain. And we thank you for that same authority that we can speak to that tornado, storm, rain, whatever come in, we can speak peace to that tornado. We rebuke you trying to come in and wreak havoc and take lives and destroy property. We apply the blood of the state of Louisiana and the surrounding states and countries, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And we command your works, devil, through this tornado to cease, and desist now. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, for this prayer line. We thank you for all your people that are around the world praying. Thank you for the intercessors for this hour. In Jesus' name, we pray by the way of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Even now, we release this prayer line to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For the authority of prayer. Hallelujah. We even lift up our military men and women that are serving this country. We ask that you shield and protect them, even those over in Afghanistan. Hallelujah. Cover them. Hallelujah. Protect them. We release Psalms 91 upon them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That they abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. That's your word. We ask that you thank you for honoring your word. Hallelujah. Shield and protect the military forces. Hallelujah. Regardless of the branch, hallelujah, that you cover them, Father, in Jesus' name. As they serve in this country to protect this country, we thank you for serving and blessing them and protecting them in Jesus' name. In all those that may have lost their life in Afghanistan, we ask now that you comfort the families. Comfort them, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We ask for an ordained peace upon those that have lost a loved one that was a part of that Afghanistan turmoil that's going on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And even those that are just going through grief, hallelujah, may have lost a loved one or may have known somebody that lost a loved one, we speak peace from the Holy Spirit to comfort by the power of the Holy Spirit even now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the joy that's going to come in the morning. Thank you for the joy. Hallelujah. We thank you for the joy even now, Father, in Jesus' name. We give you all honor. We give you all praise. Thank you, Father, for who you are in our life. Thank you for blessing our families. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that we walk by faith and not by sight. And even as we declare your word, we declare it with believing and trusting in your word. Hallelujah. Thank you for your demonstration and power of your word tonight as the scriptures go forth. Hallelujah. Thank you for the demonstration and power of it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father God, I'm going to lift up marriages. I don't know who on the line is married or who want to get married or what's going on with marriages to somebody in your family, but I speak restoration upon marriages. Hallelujah. Your word says, who you put together, let no man set asunder. So we thank you for these marriages. We thank you, God, that the marriage is like the ministry. It's like the church. We declare and decree that the husband will love his wife as Christ loved the church. Hallelujah. We thank you for how that wife will be submissive to her husband. Hallelujah. And the submissive is not an ugly word. It's just a different role and a function that the wife, because the husband is the head, but it's a different role that the wife has to walk, hallelujah, as in the marriage in Jesus' name. So we ask that you restore marriages, Father, because that marriage is a symbol and it's an example of Christ loving the church. Christ is the head and the church is the wife. So we thank you, Father, for what you're going to do with these marriages soon. Thank you for restoration. Hallelujah. Bring love back to the marriages. Bring compassion back to the marriages. Bring romance back to the marriage in Jesus' name. Cause them to love each other. That husband love his wife and that wife love her husband according to 1 Corinthians 13. Hallelujah. How that love is patient. How love is kind. How love is not rude. How love does not behave itself unseemly. How love does not have to have its own way in Jesus' name. Thank you for the release of 1 Corinthians 13 concerning marriages, and just not marriages, but we in general, how to walk in love. Thank you for how the love of God has been spread abroad our heart by the Holy Ghost. Activate it, Holy Spirit. Activate that love that's been spread abroad our heart by the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Father God, cause your light to shine in us. Jesus, you are the light that shineth in us. Show up. Cause your light to show up in our attitude. Cause your light to show up in our conversation. Cause your light to show up in our eyes and things that we do day by day in the marketplace, at the gas station, through the neighborhood. Show up. Jesus, you are the light that shineth in us. So show up in us. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we bless you, Father, for tonight. We give you all glory, thanking you for the prayer warriors that's coming after. Hallelujah. Thank you for your leading. Hallelujah. We speak a healing on all those that even need a healing that's on the line or somebody they know need a healing. We speak a healing upon it. We declare and decree your word that you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes, hallelujah, we are healed. Hallelujah. Cause a blood transfusion to infuse our very bodies right now. And anybody we know, cause the blood to infuse us right now and flush out every ungodly, wicked, anything that may be stirring up in our blood sign, the blood levels, the blood areas. Flush it out through the infusion of the blood of Jesus Christ from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Flush it out by fire and by force in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. The line is open. Glory to God. Thank God for the prayers thus far under the anointing. Pastor Bird, praise the Lord, the prophetess, to pray. Once Prophetess Bird pray, then we have Mother Alexander, and then Mother McCormick and Mother Willette, as time permits. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we praise you. We honor you, and we give you glory. God, I thank you for every word that have come forth tonight. I thank you for the prayer warriors. I thank you, God, that they pray without ceasing, and they have brought up to you prayers from their very heart. So, God, we praise you tonight. We honor you and we give you glory, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I just want to read 2 Timothy 3:1-4, that all this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, of those despisers, of those that are good, traitors, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Hallelujah. In all of this and everything that's going on, God wants us to look to the hills from which cometh our help and know that our help come from him. God wants us to stand without wavering. God wants us to know that these things will come to pass. They have to pass before that second coming of Jesus Christ. But he wants us as the church to stay strong. He wants us as the church, don't panic, God says, that we have the word. He has entrusted that word in the inside of us, that many shall be saved in times like these. In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need that solid rock. And that rock is Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you that in the midst of everything that's going on, you are still God. You are still in control. There are still people, God, that love you. There are people, Father God, that's doing the right thing. And sometimes they're overlooked because of all of this other stuff that's going on. But, God, you said that these things would come to pass. So I pray, God, that we will have hope in you, knowing that whatever comes, God, that you're going to deliver us and bring us through it, because you are Lord of lords and King of kings, and nothing catch you by surprise. You've already made a way out for those that are yours and those that have been called by your name, Father God. So, Father God, we just thank you for your church. We thank you for your body. We thank you, Father God. We are not perfect, God, and we never will be. But the perfect one lives in us. The perfect one dwells in us. The perfect one have already given his life for us so that we can stand in these last days. God, you said that we could pray and decree a thing, and it shall come to pass. So, Father, we are praying right now in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Father God, for you to look over your people, especially those. God, we every day we see something that's going on. Woman sitting in a car with the baby. Somebody come up and just blow her away with the baby in the car. We know that that's Satan and all of his tactics, God. He has attacked on your people, but you're still God, and you knew it was coming. So, Father God, we pray without ceasing. We're going to pray at all times. We exalt, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, Oh, Savior, you got this. You got us. And God, we are praying. We are praying right now even for the situation that's going on in Afghanistan. God, you knew all about that. And God, we are praying for the president. Because God, he's made some decisions that might have not been right. But God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you impart to him wisdom. We are praying, Father God, that you raise up men and women around him, Father, that got godly advice. I pray that in the name of Jesus, that in every situation and circumstances, every decision that they have to make, that they fall on their knees and seek you first, dear God, so that you can give them revelation, so that you can give them wisdom, so that you can show them how to go in and how to go out. You are the answer for everything, dear God. You got a plan, but we have to seek your face, God, so that we would know what your plan is for us. Because all of this other stuff that's going on, you already told us that it was coming, so we can have peace in the midst of chaos. We can have peace in the midst of confusion. We can pray and believe that our prayers have power, power to turn some things around, power so that situations would change. So God, help us. Give us wisdom as we seek your face daily. And most of all, God, it's in prayers and thanksgiving. We thank you for all the things that you have done. Oh, God, there have been booby traps set for us. Hallelujah. We didn't even know it. But, God, you saved us from that. Even today, dangers were in front of us. But, God, you led us another way. We don't know your plans, God, but you know you got a plan for each of us. Help us to stay connected to you, dear God, so that we do not venture to the left or to the right, but we keep our focus on you. And, God, we do pray for the children that's going back to school. God, you know that this COVID was just once for the old folk. But, God, it is affecting all children. God, give the school system wisdom. It ain't just, we got to get them back in there. We got to get them back in there. But God, help them to use wisdom. Help them to return in safety, dear God. We pray a hedge of protection over the children as they go back into the classrooms now, in Jesus' name. Give the teachers and the superintendents and the principals, give them wisdom. Give them a strategy to keep these children safe, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And most of all, God, touch the parents. The parents that said, we don't want them to come back with the mask on. That's all right. But God, help them to know that those children are not in that classroom by themselves. There are other people there. So God, help us. Just like you said in your word, we was going to be lovers of self. But help us, God, to love one another as you have loved us. You told us to do it. You said that that was one of the commandments, that we love one another, God. And loving one another means that I'm going to take care of you, mean that I got your back. Mean that I'm praying for you. Mean that I'm standing in the gap for you. Mean that I can help you. Let me know whatever it is. Help us, God, to come back to that commandment to love as you love. And it will cut out a whole lot of stuff that we're doing, dear God, in the name of Jesus. But, God, we bless those children as they go back. And we ask a hedge of protection around them, dear God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that in spite of the system, in spite of even the parents, God, that you keep them safe in the precious name of Jesus. God, we know that you can do all things but fail. We know that if you are for us, that you are more than the whole world against us. So God, help them as they go back to school. And I ask, dear God, in the name of Jesus, that the kingdom of God be built up like never before. I believe that this is a good time, Father God, for people to turn up from their wicked ways and seek your face and come to you, dear God, in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, because sometimes we need something to stir us up. And I pray, Father God, in the midst of everything that's going on, they'll say that, you know what? I need to be saved. I need Jesus. God, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds our tomorrow. And so, God, we come boldly to your throne of grace, and we ask you for mercy, dear God, in the midst of all of the chaos, in the midst of everything that's going on. You are God, and you are for us. No weapons formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue, God, that rises up against us shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. And, God, we are asking for safety now, God. Safety when we go out and when we come in. Because, God, you said that whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, that you would do it. God, we glorify you, and we praise you, and we come to you, and we ask you in the midst of all of this ungodliness that's going on. We are asking you for the heathen, for an inheritance, dear God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking that you put somebody in our path, God. Hallelujah, who don't know you, who is not saved. Because, God, we are just vomiting on one another all the time. I'm telling a saint about God, somebody saved about Jesus. But, God, help us to reach out to the unsaved. So I am praying, Father God, that you will put people in our path that don't even know you, have never heard about you, so that we can give them the gospel, so that they can be saved in the name of Jesus. We're asking for the heathens now, Father, in Jesus' name, because it's a lot of them. A lot of stuff is going on. And Satan, God, we know that he is the prince of the air. And, God, he's going by and he's destroying people's life, dear God. He's just a maniac out there now, Father God. And people are going for everything. But, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that we will come back to the word of God. I pray that your people will come back in church. God, we got churches now that's empty. Ain't nothing in them but old people, dear God. The young people left the church. I am praying, Father God, that they will come back to their first love. I am praying, Father God, that all of the world that they take in, that the word of God will be greater than that. I am praying, Father God, for the young people. God, especially for those that going out to college. Hallelujah. Father God, those that even come from Christian homes and they go out to college, and God, it's a new world out there. It's a different place. And they get caught up into stuff that they don't know, Father God, that it's easy to get in that stuff, but it's hard to get out. That's a trick of Satan. That's a trick of the devil, Father God, because these young people are doing all kinds of stuff. I am praying especially for those that have come out of Christian families, God, that they don't get caught up in what everybody else is doing and all type of sexual sins and drinking and drugs. I come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. And I say it will not steal the children, dear God. It will not steal the seed. Because, God, I'm praying that everybody on this line that have children, nieces or nephews or cousins, friends and families, Father God, that their seed will be blessed even to the 50th generation, dear God, in Jesus' name. Because, God, There's something about when you get that seed in the ground, and that seed will come up and produce a harvest, God. So I am praying for every believer on this line tonight. If we just be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the things of God, that we're going to stand tough regardless of what it looked like. We're going to start praying for the children, even if they're rebellious and all the other stuff that they're in. Stand firmly rooted on the ground of the word of God. And we are believing, Father God, that they're going to come back to the first love. You said they would. You said to train them up the way they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart. And we decree it and declare it now in the name of Jesus. We bind Satan and all of his lies and schemes and scandals and all that sexual impurity. We bind him up in the name of Jesus. We release the Holy Spirit purity. We release, God, that spirit in the atmosphere now in Jesus' name, because you said whatever we bind in the earth was bound in heaven, and whatever we loose in the earth is loosed in heaven. So, God, we bind all this ungodliness in Jesus' name. We know that some things are going to happen because you said they would. But, God, don't let us walk in fear, but have us walking in love. And let us know, God, that we have power and authority in the name of Jesus. And we're going to declare it. Help us, God, to walk in faith now like never before. Help us to begin to call those things that be not as if they were. I pray that our words that come from our mouths, God, be that of positivity, God, regardless of what we see. Because our words have power. And we're going to call those things that be not as if they were in Jesus' name and watch you work. Father, we thank you for loving us so much that you gave Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for loving us so much that you gave your church power and authority. We thank you, God, for loving us so much that you've healed our bodies of all diseases and sickness. God, we've gone through some things, but I thank you, and I want to thank you personal tonight, dear God, for healing me of cancer. I know if you did it for me, you would do it for others. So anybody right now on this line tonight, that's suffering from cancer of any kind, ha shadarabahasaya, alabasidiri andorabakidiri otsiki. Hallelujah, I say that they are healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said in your word, hallelujah, that we would be transformed, God, by our minds, by what we think, and by what we say. So if you got cancer or any diseases in your body tonight, believe God for your healing. Believe God for transformation, even of your mind tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, I'm not going to keep you, God. Because there's a lot of word that's gone up tonight. There's a lot of prayers that have gone up tonight. And you said in your word, for one or two was gathered, well, two or three was gathered together in your name, that you would be in our midst. And God, I know that you're in our midst tonight. But not only that, Holy Spirit stands with us. Holy Spirit comes in agreement with us. Holy Spirit abides in us to bring those things to pass. So, Father God, we praise you tonight, and we honor you, and we give you glory, thanking you for every opportunity, dear God, to come into your presence, every opportunity to give you praise and thanks, for you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You are Jehovah Jireh Nisi. Hallelujah. Elohim, creator of all things. Hallelujah. You are Shammah Shalom. Hadadabaha. Hey, Koramasiki. Ah, Kitadadabuhusata. Sit. Ooh, Kanu. Hashata. Hallelujah. And you are that and everything else you can be. For you are God. And we just want to praise you. And help us, God, because sometimes we say if we had 100 tongues, we could not praise you enough. 1,000 tongues. But help us, God, just to praise you for this one. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for keeping us, watching over us, protecting us, and healing us. Thank you for our financial blessings, God. Thank you that we have everything we need in the name of Jesus and our overflow so that we can help those that are in need, dear God. So, God, we just bless you tonight. And I thank you, and I love you, and I praise you. And it's in Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Praise you, Jesus, and glorify and magnify your holy name. You are worthy of the praise, my Father. Praise God. I've got to scroll down to Mother. Praise the Lord. Amen. We give praise to God. Mother Alexandra, you there?
Okay. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord God. For you alone is God. There is none like you, Heavenly Father. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He satisfied my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like an eagle. The God that I serve, he is the only God. He is the God that created all. And we know he said in his word, if he said it, it shall not turn back. He said, I will take care of you. He said, I heal you. He take away sickness. He take away diseases. All we got to do is put our faith in him and believe his word. And Lord, we believe, Father God, because we know that your word is true, Heavenly Father. So as I come today, Lord God, I thank you for waking me up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Thank you for being the Lord of my life. For you are the God that heal. You are the God that deliver. Father God, I pray that you continue to keep us on one accord, Father God, knowing that you are the God that deliver. Nothing is too hard for you to do. Nothing is impossible for you to do. You said if we pray, Lord. So, Lord, we know that prayer is the key to every answer we want. According to your word, Lord God. And we know that you is not a man that you lie. You said it, believe it, stand faithful, and by faith it shall come forth. Father, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. As I pray for brothers and sisters all over the world, Lord God, standing on the promises of God, nothing taking them off his word, standing faithfully, strong and courageous in his word. Now, no matter what goes on in the world today, they is immovable. We must stand faithful regardless what we see going on in the world today. Remember what God said. Be strong and courageous. Remember what he said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. Believe his word. Lord, we pray tonight for brothers and sisters that are going through trials, Lord. with sickness. We pray and we bind up this foul spirit that come against the body right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it up and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because according to the promises of God, by his stripe we are healed. His word don't fail. If he said it, believe it, stand faithful, take grip on your position and stand. Because God don't make no mistakes. Lord, we thank you for mercy and grace in our life, Father God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that every need's already been met according to your word, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing my sons and daughters all over the world, Lord God. Thank you for watching over our children and our great-grands and our grandchildren, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, because if not been for you, Heavenly Father, where would they be today? We know you is the one that keep them, Lord God. We know you is the one that keep us all, Lord God, because you are the author and finisher of all things. Nothing is too hard for you. Help us to know, Lord God, if you said it, we must stand faithful, Lord. Help us to know that we have the authority and the dominion and the power to bind up these things in the name of Jesus. Help us to use our faith, faithful, Lord, and regardless what we see, is what we asking for. Help us to know, Lord God, that we have authority and dominion, that you are the God that created us. You are the only the living God. There is no other. You said it in your word over and over, over and over in Isaiah, Lord. You let us know. You are the living God. There is no other God but you. Help us to know, Lord God, that when we stand faithful, Lord, and when we say we need this now, hold on to what we say because you never fail us. The promises of God is sure. And if he said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, then stand faithful. Help us to know to stand in the gap for one another, Lord, boldly proclaiming victory in the life, Lord God. I refuse to give the enemy any place in my life, not the life of my brothers and sisters. He has no dominion, he has no authority. Oh, glory to your name, Father God. Because we know that you are the God that deliver, Lord God. And if you said it, we must believe it and stand faithful on it. And Lord, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for being the Lord of our life, Lord God. Thank you for giving us a prayer line, partners that will stand faithful, Lord God, regardless of the fire going on. We are conquerors. We are more than conquerors because according to his word, we are children of the mighty God. God, tell us in his word. Help us to believe, Lord God. Help us to know that we are more than a conqueror, because when we stand, we must stand faithful with only one idea, is that we are daughters of Abraham. Who can bring you down? The word of God never changed. The word of God tell us once and for all, he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And we must always remember that he gave us authority and dominion here on earth. So we have to know that the enemy shall not have dominion. No, 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 not over a child of God. We binding him every time he turn around and some disease rising, but God gave us the authority to bind it in the name of Jesus. We must remember who we are. Here of eternal life, we must remember who we are, man. And I thank the Lord for mercy and grace in our life, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the Lord of our life. Because you told us, Lord, that by your stripe, you are the one that suffer for us. You are the one that take the stripe for us. And here we going on like we are the one that been beaten. Taking all of it. No. Bind it up in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you tonight for brothers and sisters that stand faithful, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for the head of the prayer line. Continue to keep our strength and keep our going on in the name of Jesus. Whatever needs you have, Lord, we claim it's already met because according to your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, that we come as one to stand faithful, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Hello?
Praise the Lord. I just got through.
Praise the Lord. Father God.
Praise the Lord, my dear.
Okay. You ready? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come this afternoon, Lord God. We just thank you right now, God, for each and every one that have already prayed out of the depths of their heart, God. We just thank you, Lord God, for just for life, health, and strength. We thank you, God, because you are a merciful God. You are God that sees. You are God that knows every problem and every situation that goes on in this world. And so, God, we come boldly to the throne this afternoon, Lord God. We come calling on your holy and righteous name, Father, because we realize, God, that without you, we could do nothing, but with you, we can do all things. So we just come, Lord, ask you, Lord God, to look down on your people right now, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for the sick and afflicted everywhere, God. We ask you to touch those that's going through, Lord God, those that's going through situations in their life. Lord, there may be somebody that's going through sickness. There may be somebody that's not even sick and maybe going through a financial problem or maybe going through other problem, whatsoever it might be, God. But we know that you're able, Lord God. We know that you see and you know all about it, Father. We thank you, Lord God, because we know that your word tells us, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. So, Heavenly Father God, help us, Lord God, to abide, to continue to stick with you, be connected with you, to do the things that you have asked us to do as we walk this journey in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, forgive us for every sin or transgression that we might have said or done. We ask you to forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for your love. We thank you for your kindness, your strength. We thank you for the joy that you give us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your gentleness, how you show us gentleness in so many ways, Lord God. We thank you for your deliver, God, and so many things that you have delivered your people out of, God, and delivered them from. Lord God, we thank you for it, God. We thank you for that change of mind, Lord God, where somebody, Lord God, have not changed their mind, but somebody's mind have been changed. And we thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. But those minds that have not been changed, God, we ask you to change them right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know, God, that you is the author and the finish of their faith, Lord God. Help them to look to you, Lord God. Help them to realize, God, that you are able to open doors and make ways and things that they might be going through, you are able to work it out for us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for a change of heart. We thank you, Lord God, for your blood that you shed that blood back on Calvary Cross, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for peace that passes all understanding, Lord God. And, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for the knowledge that you give us. Let us get into your word and read your word and study your word and let that word be able to open up our mind, that we'll be able to know what the word is saying, that we will be not only hear the word, but we'll do what the word say do in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for wisdom, Lord, the wisdom to be able to let us know what to do, how to do, and when to do things in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for that discerning of the spirit so we can be able to discern, be able to know what someone need before they even ask, to be able to let them know what the problem is that before they even say they have the problem, that we'll be able to pray for the situation, that they won't even have to ask us what to pray about, that you have already put in our spirit, in our heart, that we know that situation, that person may need a prayer in a time of need like these days and time. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for your spirit right now, Father. We thank you for faith because you know your word said now faith, right now faith is the subject of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So, God, we thank you because we need faith to walk this journey, Lord God. The Word of God said, faith is dead without work. I hope I'm saying that right. In the name of Jesus, faith is dead without work. In the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, Lord God, for hope, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will continue, Lord God, to look on those that's going through a different situation in their healing problems. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for famines. I ask you, Lord God, to look on families everywhere. So many families going through situations with financial problems or maybe things going on in their home that even no one else know about but themselves. But God, we pray for the family, whatever it might be, Lord God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, for our water, God. We thank you for the water that you give us to drink, Lord God. So many, Lord God, don't have that clean water. And God, we pray for people right now that's going through the storm right now, Lord. We speak over the situation right now, God. And we ask you, Lord God, to protect these people, Lord, as they go through these different trials and these tribulations and different storms and different things that they're going through. We ask you, Lord, to look on them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the sunshine. We thank you for the star. We just thank you, Lord God, for just being that God that knows what we need before we even ask you. So we don't even have, you said that when we begin to pray, you already have answered in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just want to thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for those that are sick in their body on tonight. So many, Lord God, are sick. Lord, we pray, Lord God, for the blood pressure, Lord God, for the blood problem that they might be going through. We pray, Heavenly Father God, for those that might be going through having a tumor in their life, Lord, we bind it up because we know, God, that the Word of God said with the stripes that we already healed. So we just claim healing. We claim healing right now with the mind. We claim healing with the blood pressure. We claim healing with the tumor. We claim healing with a kidney problem. We claim healing with arthritis on tonight. We claim healing with diabetes, with gout, heart problem, muscle ache, a flu, an allergy, a liver problem, lupus. Lord God, we claim healing on the breathing problem, a lung problem, eye problem, Alzheimer's problem, thyroid problem, a cancer problem. We claim healing on the heart problem, or maybe a beating in a skipping way, or might not be right. We claim healing on that. On a coughing problem, a fever, a constipation, Lord God, a fluid problems in their body on tonight, we claim healing on it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We claim healing right now in pain, where someone might be having pain in their body. We claim healing that it's already done. It's already done right now. The ear infection, the skin problem, a pregnancy, where they may be pregnant, they might be having some problem going through pregnancy tonight, Lord God. A digestive system on tonight. Parkinson, Lord God. We claim healing. Headache. They may have a headache. We rebuke it and we plead the blood of Jesus on all sickness on tonight in the name of Jesus because we know that we are healed in the name of Jesus. We claim healing on the blood clot, a nervous system, a neck problem, a back problem, a hip problem, a leg problem, a lump in your leg, a blood a vein. All of these things. There's so many things. Sugar, diabetes, Lord God, sleeping problem, a feet problem, a finger problem. COVID-19, we bind the devil up in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now, Father. And we know God is already done, Lord God. We know right now, God, we're just waiting on you, Lord. Because we know, God, that you're already working it out. And it's already being done as we speak. As we all come together, you said with two or three touching and agreeing, like Sister said a while ago, with two or three touching and agreeing, you will be in the midst of it. So we bind up the devil with all this sickness, all these disease, all these storms, all these different things that's going on with people shooting, killing one another. We bind up the enemy on the situation in the school, where the kids in school, where people don't want to work masses and where they're upset about one another, about different things. We bind the devil up in the name of Jesus for all this confusion that's going on in the whole entire world. God, we know, God, that you said in your word that you look high and you sit high and look low, and you see everything that we need. And so, God, we come in the name of Jesus, God. You told us in the word, Lord God, to come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So, God, we come in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as some people right now, Lord, those that might be on the line, those that might not be on the line, we pray in the name of Jesus. There has ever been a time to call on Jesus. The time is now. To seek him while he shall be found, like never before. So we pray for that sinner man, that sinner woman. We pray for that person that's already saved that may have got a little slothing in some way or another. So, God, we ask you to help us, Lord, that we will get in a hurry like never before, God, that we will stand and be what you will have us to be. God, we pray, Lord, for the world as a whole. God, we ask you, Lord God, to keep us as we walk this journey, God. Look down on men and women everywhere. Let them know, God, that you're able to bring them through as they walk this journey. As I read the last scripture on tonight, God, I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And the word St. John 16:23-24 says, in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Henceforth have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive that your joy may be full. So God is telling us to ask. We speaking of things that we want, but he want. We speaking of things that we don't want. He want us to ask. Ask what you want. And God said, I will give it to you in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you, and I give glory and honor to you. And I pray, Lord God, for all the prayer warriors on tonight. I pray, Lord God, for Pastor Hubbard, that you will continue to bless the woman of God, continue to use her, God, continue, Lord God, to give her heart desire, continue to keep her body healed. In the name of Jesus, and all the other prayer warriors that spoke on tonight, and those that was on the line that have already spoke and that may not be on the line tonight, I pray for the whole entire world of the prayer warriors that's seeking, that's calling on the name of Jesus for people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly we give God glory, honor, and praise, thanking God for all the powerful prayers that have already gone forward. Father God, we just come briefly before you in your name, Lord Jesus. We thanking you, Father God, for the Lord Jesus Christ that sit at the right hand of you, making intercessions for us even as we pray. I just want to say, Father God, I thank you so much because you love us, you are for us, and you are working situations out for our good. I thank you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, that you are sovereign. There's nothing that's going on in the earth today that you were not aware of. And I was reminded about this scripture that says, what is has already been. Hallelujah. And God, hallelujah, you took care of people in the past, and you're taking care of people in the present, and you're continuing to take care of your people in the future. So I thank you for that, Heavenly Father. I pray in Christ Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you will manifest your glory in the earth and that you will expose truth, hallelujah, your truth to mankind everywhere. I pray, God, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, that people will desire to know the truth, hallelujah. And the truth, hallelujah, is your word, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I pray, God, that you expose deception that's running rampant. That's why people are having difficulty in making good choices, right decisions, Lord God, because the demon of deception is running rampant. And so you said we can say something about it because you give us authority. So we take authority over that demon of deception, and we bind him up at the name of Jesus and according to your word, Father, what we bind here down on earth, you are binding in heaven. So we bind up that demon of deception and we command him to loose those people who have been deceived, Lord God, with this deception in Jesus' name. We pray, God, that people are willing to hear what thus saith the word of God and then get in agreement with your word. Hallelujah. I thank God, Sister McCormick just mentioned John 16, verse 23 and 24. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If we're going to pray, we ought to have a mind. God, I'm coming and I'm believing, hallelujah, that when we pray according to your divine will, which is your word, hallelujah, that you shall manifest, hallelujah, the answers. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in Christ Jesus, we pray that our leaders, Lord God, will seek wise counsel. God, let your Holy Ghost speak in the heart of that person, your servant. Everybody ain't wicked, Lord God. There's somebody in these positions of leadership that trust you, and we're praying that they will, Lord God, seek the Holy Ghost for wisdom of how to make good decisions and give our leaders, Lord God, and the president, and Lord God, all these other government agencies, Lord God, wise decisions, our school system, Lord God, and those in the different governmental, the local governments, they need help on making wise decisions. Our body of Christ, the leaders within the body, need wise decisions on how to handle upcoming conferences, Lord God. And with the uprising of the pandemic, they're not sure what to do. But God, I pray that your wisdom will just begin to flow in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, that you allow, hallelujah, your glory to be, Lord God, seen in the earth today. A lot of people say, well, why is all this going on? Well, God, you created, hallelujah, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So you have a purpose behind everything that you do. And if we don't understand anything else, you already said all things work together for good to them that love you who are called according to your purpose. So we thank you, Lord God. When we don't understand some things, we can understand that you're sovereign and that, Lord God, some things are going to happen because your glory need to be, Lord God, seen in the earth. Somebody need to know that you are the true and living God, hallelujah, and that you're sovereign. God, we pray in Christ Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you will begin to reveal yourself, Lord God, to those that are still, Lord God, walking in darkness. We pray, God, they'll come out of darkness into your marvelous light in the name of Jesus. We pray special prayer this evening for those that are bereaved. So many, Lord God, some untimely death, some, Lord God, pass away because, Lord God, of the virus, whatever it might be. And we pray, oh God, that you comfort the hearts of those that are bereaved. And Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for divine deliverance of this demon of disobedience and this demon of rebellion in Christ Jesus' name. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree with my sisters that prayed about sugar diabetes and high blood pressure. So we pray that these conditions are regulated in a good, healthy body because Jesus has said, hallelujah, Isaiah 53, verse 5, hallelujah, with his stripes we're already healed. So we must learn to receive that which belonged to us. And I thank you, Father, that Jesus has already handled it. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing surgical wounds, Lord God. Hallelujah. We command that arthritic pain to get out of these bodies. Thank you, Lord God, and we pray for divine deliverance of eye degenerative conditions in the name of Jesus, cataracts, Lord God, in Christ Jesus. We pray for divine deliverance. We pray, oh God, for those that are in healthcare and medical fields, those in our school system, the staff, the students, the parents, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, leaders everywhere. We've come against, Lord God, the unrest in Afghanistan. We pray, oh God, for protection of our ministers that's over there, Lord God, as well as our soldiers in Christ Jesus' name. And we pray for those, Lord God, hallelujah, that just want to do things the right way in Christ Jesus' name. We come against, Lord God, all of this wickedness and evil and bind up, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, the prince over the power in the air in that area. In the name, yes, we bind it in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. We pray for our military leaders in Christ Jesus' name that they will make good decisions, Lord God. Hallelujah. And God, we pray where it's needed, Lord God, manifest your mighty warring angels to protect, Lord God, people in these areas of unrest where, Lord God, all this wickedness and terrorizing people and bringing about fear that's causing people, Lord God, to panic and do things that they would not normally do in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, we bind up untimely deaths. We bind up, Lord God, these suicidal demons in Christ Jesus' name. We pray for deliverance, Lord God, and thank you. Hallelujah. I heard it prayed about the storm. Father, in Jesus' name, I touch and agree, and I ask you to take destruction out of the storm according to John 16:23-24. Glory be to God. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that your divine will be done. We pray that you will nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of wickedness, the works of evil, the works of witchcraft, whatever it is that's trying to come against your divine, hallelujah, will, purpose, and plan for our lives. We command it to be annulled in Jesus' name. Let the vices of the ungodly or the unrighteous come to naught, and the counsel of the ungodly and unrighteous come to nothing at all in Jesus' name. God, I thank you. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. Allow your Holy Spirit to continue to intercede on our behalf. We bless you now, Father God. We praise you now. We honor you. And God, in the name of Jesus, bless these men and women on this prayer line, those that are visiting as well. Let them know that you are the true and living God and that you will bring about, hallelujah, righteous judgment upon those that trouble us in Jesus' name. Bless your people on tonight. Continue to bless Minister BJ. Meet her needs and all of your people's needs. Remember the families, Lord God, in Jesus' name. I love you, Lord. I bless you, and I give your name the praise. May you always be glorified. We pray the prayer of faith with expectation that it is so. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, I just want to give God glory. I want to give him praise. What a mighty God. Glory to God we serve and all that he has done this night and all the prayers and the power of the anointing in the name of Jesus, putting the enemy to flight in so many various ways. God, I thank you for these your people. I thank you for the prayers, glory to God, that we're believing for being manifest. Thank you for the word of encouragement, even also the prophetic in the name of Jesus. Lord, let us not let it slip, but hold fast to faith and not be moved. No matter what our eyes see, no matter what the five senses say, God, help us to know what you say and speak that and walk in that and stand on the promises of the Lord that added rich and making no sorrow. In him we live and move and have our being, and if he for us, who can be against us? Glory to God. Let not our heart be troubled, casting all those cares upon you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I pray that we give him praise and give him honor tonight, thanking him in advance, hallelujah,
yes,
for what he's
God.
Already done, what
hallelujah.
He's doing, what he's going to do. Ah,
yet
I'm also thrown on the hallelujah, glory to God. You don't get enough praises, hallelujah. Ah, glory to God, hallelujah. You say you inhabit the praise of your people in the name of Jesus. Ah, glory to God.
Yeah.
Ah, in you we live and move and have our being. I thank you. Bless you, Lord, for your divine touch. In your name, Jesus. Help us not in the name of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, but we give God glory. Hallelujah. And all the prayers that Mother Alexander have been praying behind the scenes and myself as well. But last night, praying for me, look at God, blessed today, stepping out in faith. Praise
thank
the Lord. Anyone
you,
have
Lord.
Any prayer requests? Thank God for that. That prayer that God blessed and put a fire in my sister's heart, glory to God, just to encourage the believers. Praise God, the prayer warriors on this line, and all we pray God's blessings. Anyone else have a prayer request, a praise report?
I have a prayer request. I'm not finished.
Okay, darling.
I'm doing an interview September the 21st on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at immigration for my green card.
Okay.
I would love for you guys to pray for me that God will bless me and favor me on that day because he knows that I need it.
Amen.
Well, we already believe that, but we're going to corporately believe so it won't be no interference or no setbacks in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Prophetess Benjamin, will you take that prayer request for Sister Carrie for her green card on the 25th? She's believing God for that interview. 21st. I got to put a fifth there. 21st. Okay, my dear. She's still there?
Yes, hello. Still here.
No, I'm talking about Benjamin. Maybe she done dropped off already.
Okay.
She just dropped off. Well, Pastor Bird, did you see there? Oh, you already dropped off. Oh, my ladies, they definitely, one had to work and the other one had to go eat probably. Well, we'll pray glory to God in the name of Jesus. Mother Zana's already been praying. Mother, God have mercy. Mother Willette, a brief prayer. We're about to go off the line in a few minutes. Go ahead.
Amen. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that there is nothing too hard for you. We lift up Sister Carrie. We thank you for, Lord God, the prayer, hallelujah, for the prayer warriors on tonight. And we pray special blessings upon her for that. And Father God, we pray favor, hallelujah, for her examination for the immigration for her green card. And we pray, God, that you will bless her and meet her need. Holy Spirit, give her good a good mind to remember those things she needs to remember for this exam that she's going to take. So we pray in Christ Jesus that you give her favor. And, God, we count this done, and we thank you, Lord God, for giving her, Lord God, what she needs to know for this exam in Jesus' name. And we pray favor so that she will be able to receive her green card in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray the prayer. And let her have a good recovery. Holy Spirit, give her a good mind to remember the things that she needs to remember so she'll get an excellent score on this examination in Jesus' name. We love you, Father. We ask this in the precious and holy name of Jesus according to John 16, verse 23 and verse 24. In Jesus' name we pray the prayer of faith and we say it is so. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Anyone
amen.
Else?
Yes.
Divine connection.
Edie Motley Vincent. And I just want to thank God for all you prayer warriors on tonight. It was awesome, awesome time of prayer. And I'm asking prayer for not only for my grandchildren, all the children that's going to school, whether it be public or private, because it's like we have to not only worry about COVID, but we also have to worry about the violence that's on these these high school, elementary campuses. My grandson attended West Charlotte on his first week. They found 3 guns within 4 days on the campuses.
Oh,
these little
God.
Kids are carrying. Yes, I just pray for my grandchildren and all children, grandchildren, children, child, great-grands, but just ask God to, I know he's got them covered, but just send his angels to just touch and tap each one of them and keep them covered, please. Amen. Thank you.
Praise God. What high school you said that was at first?
West Charlotte High School.
West Charlotte. And at first you said for your grandchildren and also for the youth. And I know you probably said your name, and I didn't catch it.
This is Edie Vincent.
Okay,
Edie
then. All right. Okay, then. Praise the Lord. God
yes.
bless you for being on. Mother Alexander, will you take that prayer?
Or she might, oh, that's right, she might have those grandchildren in the background. Brother Black, take that prayer request.
Father God, we just lift up Evie's request right now, God. Excuse me. And Lord, we just lift up all the children and the youth and her family, her grandchildren, and even her children, God, the ones that are going to high school and the ones that are in all schools, even college, God, Lord, finding weapons and even drugs and alcohol, everything, Lord, that's not like you, every unholy alliance, we bind it up in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we shut it down. We speak the word of God over all the children, over the high schools and colleges and grammar schools and elementary schools. And we cast those demons of warfare back to the pits of hell. Now we loose the angels of God to camp all around the place, inside and outside. Cover them with your blood, Father God, and that your Holy Spirit lead them and guide them into all truth. And they and Lord, we just pray, Lord, that there be teachers and principals in place, God, Lord, to hear you, God, and whatever you want done, God, that your will be done in all the high school, in all the children's lives, God. And Lord, there'll be a good education, a solid one, God, but you reign, and you reign supreme over all, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, praise God. We still take those other prayer requests, even though the recording has ended. We're still online. So anyone else with a prayer request or praise report? It's just not going to be recorded. Is that the last praise report? What I have a prayer request?
Yes. This is all the time. Just saying continue praying for that young boy, Megan. He was quiet. He was not talking to anybody. Remember I told him he was on the scene to think that he was going to die. But since you started praying for him, he can now talk to his grandmother. So
glory to God.
Continue praying for him so that he can reveal everything to his grandmother.
Praise God. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray glory to God for the young man that Sister Olson had said glory to God that we prayed for him, that he wanted to kill himself or whatever, like not talking or however. But God, I thank you for turning things around, opening him up, glory to God, that he may be able to speak. We pray for wise counsel in the name of Jesus and discernment to be in operation. God, to continue, glory to God, to reach out to him and anyone else, glory to God, even if you can get a counselor besides to his grandmother, that he will speak and he will open up and he will live and he will not die and he will be able to be raised up to declare the works of the Lord. We bind up suicide demons. We bind up death demons. We bind up the spirit of confusion and anxiety and whatever it is that the enemy has used to bring him into that shell. Glory to God, trying to lock him down or hold him down, even if it's been bullying or whatever is going on. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray that he will not be provoked to do anything to himself or anybody else. God, I pray you save him, deliver him in the name of Jesus. Touch the heart of the grandmother in Jesus' name. Whatever it is that her ears have to hear, prepare our ears for it. But God, let her not be anxious or overwhelmed in the name of Jesus. God, that you will send help and he'll be able to receive it as well as her talking to him and a minister of the gospel talk to him or either counselor if they may need a combination. But as we pray, we thank you already in advance what you already did just from days ago from glory to God, him not saying anything now to open up and begin to talk. I pray wisdom, glory to God, will be an operation, glory to God, for him to be able to pull him out the way he is, from where he is to where you want him to be. God, we pray, glory to God, for Sister Prophetess Lena, glory out of Connecticut, that called about her granddaughter now. You need a prayer for the brother, too, as well. In a situation, glory to God, is unhealthy, and a spirit of the enemy, glory to God, has come in and molest, glory to God, and out of a homosexual woman, glory to God, a lesbian, however you want to call it, or either the child, one of the two, either the mother or the child, glory to God, coming up against that body in the name of Jesus. We are praying that those tendencies that the enemy has, glory, has dropped these seeds, So this young girl will be loose from her. She will not be bound up, and she will not become one of them, no matter what is being acted out right now because of a transferring spirit. We curse it at the root. We speak to that mind, that spirit. Glory to God. You've got to loose her and let her go in the name of Jesus. She will be, glory to God, over the heterosexual, and she will not get caught up, glory to God, in anything else that the enemy has offered, even, glory to God, even the spirit, glory to God, that the enemy was trying to use up, even with boys or anything else. We plead the blood of Jesus. God, we are praying, glory to God, for healing and deliverance. Whatever that is, glory to God, has caused her, glory to God, to be in a place that want to not listen to her grandmother or whatever. We are praying this anointed woman God, that you will be able to hear. And God, we are praying for her too. If she needs some, glory to God, counseling, we're praying that provision will be made regardless of what the monies are. God, we're praying for the mother. The mother is in a bad state and at a low point in her life too, but some things that she's allowing that shouldn't be, glory to God, not that, but other things, glory to God, in her surroundings. We're praying, glory to God, that she will be able to come up out of that situation. She'll be able to have some funding where she don't have to live in that environment, glory to God, with no place to go. We're praying, turn it around, glory, and she'll listen to the wisdom that's been her in the name of Jesus. God, whatever her pain, her hurt from whatever's going on in her life that caused her not to be in place over there to protect her children like she should, we ask you, Lord, to heal and deliver in the name of Jesus. God, she was raised up, glory to God, in the gospel, but then backslid, and those spirits, glory to God, are ruling the house with the God that we serve. Still yet said, glory to God, he give every man a measure of faith, and when they've even been bound, as we pray, we've been leaving the doors to be open of a heart, that she'll be able to be released and come out of that and come up into a place to let God change and rearrange her life and her family. In the name of Jesus, open some doors for her, and that way she can get into her own place in Jesus' name. God, we bless you. Bless the grandmother. Strengthen her. Encourage her and keep her lifted up, that she will be focused on what God has called her to do, so the enemy will have her bound in, caught up in what's going on around her. In the name of Jesus, trust in the Lord. Praise God. We thank you, Jesus. Pray for Pastor Mitchell, glory to God, situation that we've been praying about her sister that's down in Florida. She's in Tulsa, but her sister is in Florida, and her husband and her own, the sister husband, only been they've been only married 1 year, and now he has COVID, and he's on a respirator. The doctor had called her in last week to say, spend your last hour. He's still here through the power of prayer, but in the meantime, we are praying, God, to save, raise him back up and bless and heal and deliver. And she's going through so much, too. She needs help and strength and encouragement and wisdom, and we pray, glory to God, she'll be rededicated back to the Lord, too, as well. But we pray for that family. God, you have the last say, so even though things may be looking a little bleak, God, we pray that you bless. We pray for Elder Howard has gone on to glory. Praise God. She wanted to go, and we prayed and believed God for the miracle, but said, God, if she's ready to go in her family, glory to God. They said that she's already made her peace with the family and her children and all. So, God, we thank you. A woman that really served God and her husband that just died less than a year, two years ago. But, God, we thank you, Lord God, for Nurse Howard, God, for her peace and where she is, and pray for that family that you strengthen, continuously encourage them, because we know they're going to miss their mother, close-knit family. But thank God, glory to God, that they were able, glory to God, to be there, and also to know that, glory to God, she was ready. So we just pray, God, she will be missed, but we give glory to God that she's in, glory to God, in glory. She's already, glory to God, given her life, even for many, many years, for the Lord and for the gospel. So we thank God for her. We pray, glory to God, for so many others, glory to God, that God is blessing and moving and opening doors and making ways and being able to, glory to God, to be blessed, whether it be their homes or whether it be situations in their families and their marriages. We're thanking God, glory to God, for turning some things around in so many people's lives. God, even though we're hearing a lot of chaos going on, God's still moving, and he's still proving and still doing some things and still healing. So we're thanking God for all, and he's still turning some things around. When the devil said, glory to God, one thing, God turned around and said no. So we're just blessing him in spite of it. So we will not, glory to God, allow the enemy to have us heavy and grieved, and glory to God, knowing that this too shall pass. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for God is with us. And we thank God for his rod and his staff, for his angels being encamped about us. Thank God for the blood covering. Thank God that he neither sleep nor slumber. As we cast all these cares, these concerns, and even even the things that we've heard tonight, God, back into the hands of God. Hallelujah. And receive our joy and our peace back as we bind Satan up in all his little cords, every setup, every trap, untimely death. See, every plot and plan he got dismantled, uprooted, glory that God eradicated in the name of Jesus. And the sweet power of the Holy Spirit, his anointing, glory to God, blessing your word, God, that we receive back what the blessings that you have for us. And God, we thank you for touching these bodies as well. And God, we just give you glory again for all that you've done and doing and saving us and healing us. But thank God for these prayer warriors too. Thank God for these women of God and this man of God and even those that are joining us. We bless the Lord. We pray, glory to God, for Elder Evangelist Kincaid. I don't know if she's still on the line or not, but God, we ask you to bless her. And God, you know what she's in need of. You know where her heart is, and you know what her desires is, and you know what she has before you. So, God, I pray that you move and touch and minister to her heart, that she would just yield, release, and let go. And pray, glory to God, for her only son. Pray for him. Pray for God. Thank you for bringing him through that operation, that emergency operation. Glory to God. I think it was a gallbladder. I can't remember. I can't remember whether it was a stone, too.
Gallbladder.
Well. But, Lord, you what gallbladder it was. I'm trying to remember. But,
yes.
God, I thank you for that blessing, that miracle. Pray for his mind. Pray, glory to God, that for him to turn his life back into the hands of God. Pray for the grandchildren. Pray for the situation there. Pray for the marriage there, the son's marriage. We pray, glory to God, for, as my sister said tonight, praying for marriages. Prophetess, whether the person hear it now or later or just put it in the atmosphere, we just believe in you, God, for you moving in a miraculous way. I thank you so much for your goodness. You are worthy. And we pray for Pastor Mitchell. Glory to God as we pray for her sister. Glory to God in touch. We pray for Pastor Mitchell's body today where she was sick for a couple of days or something was going on with her stomach. But whatever that virus is, we command it to go and deliver and heal and encourage. And thank you for the fourth Sunday when she bring the word. Thank you for the word that you are carrying. She's carrying, glory to God, for the flock. And I pray, glory out for Pastor Betty that will be ministered on second Sunday and Pastor Mitchell on fourth Sunday. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and doing. I am just full and excited about Jesus. And, God, I pray and thank you for those prayers that have gone forth for me in the name of Jesus. And I pray that my sisters and brothers continue to keep me lifted up in prayer because every once in a while in these last couple of days, the sciatica is going to activate day and night. But I know the God that we serve in the name of Jesus. Thank God it hadn't got to excruciating prayer. Don't get there again. But this agony of just day and night, we're praying, God, that you continue to bless and deliver. But the fire, the anointing, is going to burn that out. All glory, anything that attaches itself to us. But some things we endure for a season. And we're just praying, glory, that they'd be loosened. Any other thing that's going on. And I pray, glory, for Mother McCormick's throat, that God, that word that God placed in her, that enemy will cancel, is a sign to be canceled. By the name of Jesus, that he will not continue to agitate her throat when she's speaking the word or when God blessing her and for her ministering or witnessing to people in the name of Jesus. God, you strengthen her, blessing that family and all the prayer warriors' families as the word already gone forth. Every need, every desire, and even the things that are going on that they're facing while they're praying. God, we celebrate you tonight. We glorify you. We want to be in another place in you. Glory to God, that your anointing can flow and that we will not allow the cares of this life and the weights. Glory to God, like you said, lay aside every sin and every weight that's so easy to beset us. It waits whether they're people, things, or circumstances. God, help us to do this new beginning that we will let go and let God and deny this flesh. And glory to God, and don't be in denial and justify when we know you're going after some things in our lives, that we let go of it. And let you, glory, to have your way so we can put the enemy in flight so that way he won't come back and find nothing in us, hallelujah, that he can use to hold us back from doing what God has called us to be. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord,
hallelujah,
for your manifestation of your power as we continue to achieve those goals and glory to God and whatever else you assign to our hand and whatever mission on this journey. In Jesus' name, as we walk in forgiveness and walk in love, the agape. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If I miss anybody, praise God. Just got the flow of the Holy Spirit. I bless the Lord. And I thank God for those two speakers last night, Minister Parker and Minister Ely. Glory to God that you bless. Keep them covered, touched, and move in a miraculous way. And a special prayer for Carmelita, too, as she, Minister Carmelita, as she worked for the bank for 16 years, but she's ready for a transition. But in the meantime, she's still on medical leave but got to go to work. I'll go back to work in next, I think the end of this month. coming up in September. But in the meantime, her, she desires over that for another position in another field. So we know, glory to God, to be anxious for nothing. But there is a lot of opportunities out there, and she's tried, but right now she got to wait on God. And so y'all pray that the Lord will bless her. She'll be in position to be in the place that God want her, even if she has to go temporarily back, in the name of Jesus. But God, pray for her and others that are seeking out, glory to God, some directions for their employment or whatever, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, and we give God glory in advance, and pray, glory to God, for all our children and grands and great grands and things that they got before them right now as well. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
I wanted to tell Brother Blight about, because I think this is the first time I hear his voice since he's been sick in a while.
Okay.
I wanted to tell him about the praise report, that when you had him to pray for me, that it happened just the way he asked God. I didn't have to go back but one time to get the mammogram.
Praise God.
And it was good. Everything was good.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for that word and that prophecy that came fast. Hallelujah. No matter, like she said, every time in time past, she's been having to go back, but the Lord gave you a word for her that night, and it came to pass just like you said. That's what she's sharing with you.
Amen. And I wanted to share with you, sister. I'm glad that you said something. You're one. You're like one with us in the spirit. You already have everything. You already have
everything. Turn your phone up, Brother Black.
Oh, okay. Do you hear me now?
A little better,
yes. I hear you now.
Okay. You're one in the spirit with us. I'm not saying everybody else in the prayer line is not. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying you specifically. You're one. You're already a prayer warrior yourself, and you, in the spirit, you're already a leader. You, our heart and mind must line up with the word of God at all times. Even sometimes we fail. Sometimes we get back. The race isn't given to the swift or the strong, but those who endure to the end. You're already there. We just have to line up with it continuously. We have to continue to build our faith on it. I'm doing it as we speak. But we're there. Continue to walk in it and know that your promises are yes and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless in your life, and when things come to buff you, it's like he's more or less telling you, stand on God's word. Don't yield to the things going on around you or whatever. Speak the word, stand on the word, and don't let faith of fear, don't let fear override the faith that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Anything else before we close? I'm telling you, the anointing has flowed over into a deeper realm, and it's later than normal, but we don't have a norm. But every once in a while, glory to God, it'll have an overflow after the hour, but the work still goes on. It's not predicated to the fact of a system. As long as it's open, to glory to God, and God's bringing us on one accord, and the anointing is flowing and no flesh on parade, and he's moving, then when the Holy Spirit is finished, then we're finished. But when he has free reign to do what he want to do, so we just celebrating him, and I pray the angels of the Lord be encamped about you, blood covering over you. And we thank you, Lord God, for all that he's done and doing. And we want to say sweet sleep and dreams and blessings, and use your gifting and talents to glorify the Lord, and make sure that we're allowing his will to be done, not our flesh rising up and covenant or anything else. Just let him, because it'll manifest like crazy when it's him, glory to God. And nobody has to say nothing. You just know that it was God. It was God.
Amen.
Praise God. So we boast
divine.
In him, not in ourselves.
Thank
praise
you,
the Lord. Amen. I love you. God bless you. If nothing else said, we speak blessings upon you. And we're going to say so long. And Glory to God. Let the amazing grace continue to manifest.
Shalom. Divine connection on fire.
We're going to have a great blessed week.
Love you.
Praise God. Amen. You do all do the same. Amen. Amen.
God bless everybody.
God bless you. Have a good night. Praise
good night.
The name of the Lord. Amazing grace. And thank God this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Mm.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yay, God. Thank you. Yay, God. Woo, glory.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Church when you're in the church building and glory to God, you're trying to see even the praise and the anointing so high. You're trying,
yes,
trying to be released and God's going to bring another wave of anointing.
That child stirred my spirit last night. Ooh. Ooh, it's been on my mind all day. It's
He is strong.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Thank God for his amazing grace, his love. Glory to God, that agape, that love that continues to go on no matter what situation or state we're in. Glory to God. I thank God for Jesus being our advocate. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. I praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your servant tonight, God. Thank you for we celebrate with her, those that stayed on the line, to celebrate Jesus with her. We bless you. Amen and amen. You all have a wonderful night. Be blessed of the Lord. And thank God for you. Amen and amen. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to say good night now. Praise the Lord. Shalom, shalom.
Good night. Thank you. Good night.